The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
American astronaut Christina Cook is coming home this week, setting a record for the longest single space flight by a woman. She's been on the International Space Station for 328 days.
With a dude at all?
Most of them are.
Yeah. Okay. I still want to know if somebody had sex in space.
I think the answer is still no.
I think the answer is yes. And I think it's one of those things they just don't need to tell us.
Well, they do.
And they do need to tell us.
We're all curious.
Because we test.
But that doesn't mean they need to tell us.
We test.
That's two different things.
We test everything in space. We test everything in space. All kinds of experiments go up in space.
And if we're going to do some space travel.
We need to know if you can have sex in space.
Recolonize. You got to look into that.
Somebody's doing something. Now, they might not be trying to get knocked up in space. They might have to announce that if that happens. But procreation, it will be part of colonizing other places, right?
It would have to be.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of necessary.
You got to make new dudes.
It's absolutely necessary. So we got to have some chick give birth on Mars just to see if you can do it or what the complications involved
are. Or have sex on Uranus.
Well, I think we worked on that.
We checked that off.
Yeah, there's enough dudes up there to get that worked out.
But that's not conducive.
That's probably happened.
Yeah. That's not conducive to procreation.
No, it's not.
If you have sex on Uranus.
Helps you bust one, though.
It's very hard to get pregnant on Uranus from the studies that I've read.
Yeah. Use that line, guys. It'll work for you.
Did you see the story about the woman out of North Carolina? She had an auto accident. She was on the side of the road trying to change her tire off the interstate.
Oh, no.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, man. Doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
I was thinking of that one time I did that.
Her hand, and she was changing this tire in the interstate. Somehow the car came off the jack or whatever and trapped her hands underneath the fender.
Oh.
Did somebody come along with the
crushed her fingers in the process.
With superhuman strength lift the car up?
Please tell me something good happens here.
No, Todd. Oh. That did not happen.
Well, I wanted to hear something good.
She hit himself. Okay. What happened? Car hit her and she died.
No, it's too early in the segment for that story.
Okay, good.
Think about this for a second, Tyler.
Well, I don't know if they're good stories or bad stories right away.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah.
You're never really consistent about that.
No, you're not.
You do usually save the, he's dead now.
Till later, you're right.
Yeah, later in the segment.
So what happened?
It took her a half hour, but she was able to somehow dial 911 with her toes.
Yeah.
She had her hands caught underneath the car.
I
couldn't move them somehow.
Well, she's probably
all the details have I seen.
She got little girl toes, too.
But she was able to, I imagine, take her shoes off.
Yeah.
And somehow get it to the phone and call 911 using her toes.
We saw a piece on CBS Sunday Morning a few weeks ago where people were, I don't think they had any use of their hands, but they could paint.
Yeah.
They do all kinds of stuff with
their
feet.
But they had years of practice.
This
woman had to flip her phone open or whatever. Obviously, her iPhone.
Yeah, that's new for her.
Well, she might have had some practice.
No, I don't think she did.
No,
nobody. I never practiced once with my toes.
Craig did that fetish story the other day. North Carolina was feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's got the face recognition, if you just need to get it on and then put your face in front of it, it'll open up. And then,
well, she might just have to swipe it, too, and actually type in her code, which is mine. I don't know if face recognition.
Said dial. Oh.
And then after that, she dialed the phone, right?
She's given a few footies in her day, so she knew what she was doing.
Well, that's good.
I don't know. She can't grip them. I think she just probably tried it a lot of times. Good for her.
Yeah.
911, can you hold? Did they ever say that?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that tick you off? Wouldn't that just be the time?
By the way, was this at night when nobody could see her? Because wouldn't you think you'd stop and help somebody
you would think,
that was waving because her hands stuck underneath the door?
Well, she wouldn't be waving.
Yeah, she couldn't wave.
But still, you would think somebody,
her hands
would
were stuck.
Somebody would. It must have been at dusk or somebody didn't see her. Well, or on a road nobody was at.
Or she was on the ditch side of the car, you know?
And the phone must have been in her purse or just handy. Not in her pocket because you're not reaching in to get the phone out of your pocket when you're in that predicament.
Well, my wife's phone's in her hand all the time unless I try to call her. I think I'm talking to a lot of guys there. The phone is on.
Let's dig a little deeper into that.
Well, then you never have to worry.
On her hand all the time.
About
unless
both
she goes
of her
somewhere
hands,
and she throws it in her purse.
Right. Both of her hands being stuck underneath the car.
In the house, it's in her hands unless she's cooking.
Right.
it's in her hands continuously at the house.
I'll bet you. But sometimes it's in her hand when she's cooking.
But no, not so much. But when I call her, the phone's in her purse. I said, well, that's a phone call. I said, that's a phone. You know that. No, I didn't know that was. I thought it was just a Candy Crush machine. or whatever game she plays on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a phone.
How many times have you said, why in the hell do you even have that damn thing?
I try not to even do it because it's pretty obvious. And I get yelled at?
Yeah. And the answer is Candy Crush.
Right. That, and there's another game. She plays another game more than that, but it's the same thing. It looks like centipede, some sort of centipede thing.
So was there any follow-up on this, Craig? Is she going to have to get used to dialing the phone with her toes?
Severely damaged. Word on her condition wasn't out yet.
She could have bled out right there. Of course, you'd have done that story later. She bled out.
Well, at the very least, if her fingers are all crushed, I mean, that's going to be a rough rehab.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they don't make a game for the phone called Finger Crush.
No.
You have to play it with your nose.
Yeah. Well, what was the...
He was a quarterback.
Yeah.
Who
was that?
Titans.
Yeah.
He had big gloves
Tannehill.
On. Yeah, big gloves on. He was just swiping the photos on this computer pad of the place with his nose.
Yeah, at the AFC Championship. Right. It was all cold, and he didn't want to take his gloves off, so he just leaned down and swiped with his nose.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, well, they make those gloves now with, the index finger points.
He had big winter gloves on. It was cold,
these were big, giant, huge keeper
holes.
It worked for him.
Yeah. It worked, yeah.
But here's what I found, that eventually those things wear down. Because I have a pair of the gloves with the little
E-tips or whatever they call them.
Knobs on the index finger. And I can scroll with my left glove, but the right glove no longer works.
Yeah.
So they go bad?
Yeah.
That's why they exist, right?
Well, they wear out.
Yeah.
No, that's why they exist. So you wear out and you have to buy another pair.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what? Half the pairs of gloves I've had that say they have that, it doesn't work the first time I put them on.
Yeah. No.
Oh, this is no.
You gotta
that
take your glove
work.
Off to swipe your phone. You always do, right?
That doesn't work.
Yeah, what a hassle.
I guess I'm rarely in situations where
you have to pick
my
phone
and my gloves are needed at the same time.
Yeah, in general, not. But if you're outside somewhere for a period of time,
and I'm not,
I'll put my gloves on if I'm just driving the car and it's cold.
I've done that.
Yeah, because when we're skiing, we like. You know, somebody's at the other side of the mountain. We gotta call them, but I got I don't have those. I got mittens. I got ski mittens because I like mittens better. And you gotta take your mitten off and then dial.
Man, life.
Yeah, our mountains are too far for me to make it.
Life is rough.
It is
for the underclass.
Yeah,
have to take your mittens off to dial your phone.
You don't have that problem if you don't go skiing.
Right.
So Trent is arguing that.
Trent's wrong then.
The average cost of bowling, just to start up, could be a little much.
What?
We've never done it. They gave us free balls and shoes years ago.
So I guess it was easy for us.
Well, you can go and use the other stuff.
Right, yeah.
Sure.
And those balls are chipped and they suck all the time.
It doesn't matter to your game.
No, you're right. or Todd's.
Yeah. And then
so
you've
seen us bowl.
That you like it, you can gradually start saving up.
Right.
But the average cost of a bowling ball, this is according to Trent now. I haven't priced
Hang on,
them
this
lately.
This is interesting.
$170 to $230.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Average cost of a bowling bag, $100. Average cost of bowling shoes, $130 to $210. So at least you would spend about $400 to set yourself up.
Yeah, but then they always got those package deals you can get. You know,
sure.
Ball, bag, and shoe combo.
And then you probably need, some people don't use them anymore, but those wrist things.
Go to our sponsor, Kelly's there. They're good people here in town.
I probably should wear one of those because every time I go bowling, the next day my arm hurts like a mother.
Yeah.
But I saw.
Always bitch you when I ask you.
A lot of guys when I was bowling on Saturday.
Not today.
And even guys in the PBA do this now. They do the two-handed
approach. Drink a lot of beer
with
big bellies, what?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They don't put their fingers in the little holes.
I'm not going to ever do that. I think that's like the long putter. I refuse to do that.
We're old-fashioned.
Why have the hole if you're not going to use it?
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
That's most of my life.
You can apply that to a lot of things.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's always an answer to that question.
Yeah.
That's the trouble.
Well, I'm curious if guys who bowl that way even bother to have the holes drilled.
They have to, because they got to throw for spares.
No, then you got the spare ball.
I know, but a lot of guys don't have spare balls.
I don't know.
This should be a podcast.
That is when you know you're serious.
This should be a podcast, yeah.
Is when you have the spare ball.
Right.
You bring two balls.
You
to
get
the
a
ball
spare
galley.
Ball then. And then.
Oh yeah, that two ball roller bag that you see
you
the guy.
Two ball freak.
Yeah.
That's what we call those guys. Two ball freaks. That's a Deadpool name, wasn't it? Two ball freak. I think it was.
That's when you know I'm getting good. If I get me a spare
when you're a two ball.
Ball
freak, I know.
My favorite thing about going bowling is pulling out the socks that I left in the bag a year ago, the last time I bowled, and they. They just like stand up on their own. So, got to take those
That's
out, and
were.
Then I don't.
You two bald freak.
I really know what the difference between the ball I roll the first time and a spare ball would be.
I'm guessing the spare ball doesn't grip as much as the other one because you're trying to pick up. Just from watching enough of it, I don't know. But you know what? I don't want the bowler to call, so just have him call puss.
No.
Yeah.
And just give us the information.
Send an email.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah.
To Todd.
Yeah. TNT.
To Todd only, right?
At TNT Radio.
No, to Todd. To Todd. You two ball freaks, give us a buzz.
Perfect. Aaron says my wife's favorite trick is calling me and not answering when I miss it and call back within a minute's time. I get that a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Well, you call, you don't answer it?
Well, you miss the call.
Right.
You see that she called, and she's hanging up as you're about to pick up, and then you call her back, and that no answer. Because she's moved on to the next person on her call list.
Right, right. Oh, that one drives me crazy, too. You just called me, I called you right back, you didn't answer.
Oh, I was talking to Susie.
Yeah.
My wife has a decent excuse there if she's at work.
All right.
Like if she called me,
right.
Oh, well, the desk phone just started ringing, I got to pick that up.
Right.
So I'll give her that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, all right. Common pet peeve. I will get a text asking me a question. I will answer the question. I will also include a follow-up question.
And then nothing back.
No answer.
Oh, yeah, that drives me crazy. Especially if you saw the text happen right away.
Yes.
That means they saw it. You answered right away.
I just saw it. Oh. Yeah, this just came across.
Oh, I'm answering
your question.
Yeah.
And in the same text that I'm answering the question, I'm also asking a question.
Right.
No answer.
Well, they didn't read to the bottom.
It all shows up on the same screen, though.
And she just sent it.
Just.
I know it's the word is she is appropriate.
This
here,
is
right?
coming from the king of... No need to respond, but if you ask a question,
back
there's a need to respond.
Right, if there is a question,
that demands a response.
It does. Yeah, I can see not answering if it's just a statement. Here is a statement. Okay, thank you.
I disagree. I think we need to answer no matter what on that.
Then there's no end to it.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
There has to be an end.
Thumbs up. Do the thumbs up. I don't do that, but I see it a lot.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to look. I never look for it.
Well, you got to keep it handy.
Some people have the thumb ready.
Yeah, doesn't the, some frequently used emojis pop up?
I don't know.
If you say so.
I don't know emojis. I'd rather send a dancing GIF than
Thank
emoji.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
dancing.
Yeah. But GIF
or GIF.
They're really not in your queue, are they?
No, you got to look for them. It takes more effort to look for the dancing GIF.
There's a little button there, and you just type in kind of a term that you're looking for.
Right, and it's
you
know,
you can search that
anal.
Way.
Oh, you type in anal.
Yeah. Yeah, my only problem with those is they try to keep them family friendly. I want more, you know, vile, dirty gifts, and they just don't have them.
So there's not just somebody flipping you the bird.
Yeah, you get those.
Oh yeah, there's something like that.
You get those. But
we're
talking gaping, bent over stuff.
Right, like off air hardcore. Yeah, I want there's a times that I want something like that, and there's nothing.
Like, I don't think Facebook offers that because, you know, they got to be family friendly.
That's why I'm not.
Everybody's so nice on Facebook.
Yeah. They got to be congenial.
Right. Had some Deadpool hits Craig didn't know about.
Want to talk Deadpool? Do you want to talk sex and space?
Well, let's do the bowling. Read the bowling guy.
Bowling
talk
stuff?
Don't switch the channel. This is going to take two seconds.
A couple of bowling things.
No.
One is meant to hook. That would be your first ball. And the other is meant not to hook.
That's your spare ball. Yeah, you're two-ball freak, right?
Your spare ball.
Right.
I just need the one that's meant to stay out of the gutter.
And this guy, Craig.
Be quiet right here when Todd says this.
A P.S. for Craig. I've got a high school state title. Hastings High. Maybe.
Now, Craig likes chicks.
Nick will meet him.
He likes girl high school bowling. Girl high school bowling because they suck.
But in 2007, so if you want to go through your high school.
He's not into high school bowling. That'd be weird.
Well, the tape might be on the same broadcast. The chick bowling.
Right.
And Scott is a four-ball freak. I'll just read the last paragraph there. When I first started bowling, I only had one ball. But as I bowled more and more and started to become more and more competitive, I started craving more balls. And it just kept going. I've been bowling for over 25 years.
Apparently that's competitive now, craving balls.
Yeah. So I would say all in all, the more balls, the merrier.
All right.
That's from Scott. All right, a guy, Randy, in Tampa, has sent a piece from space.com saying, no sex in space yet, officials say.
Officials say. Now, wasn't there a married couple that was thrown up there by the Russians?
Oh, you might be right.
Somebody had it. Somebody tried it because it's just an experiment at this point. We have to do that. It's about human life.
While humans have been spacefaring species for more than 50 years...
Yeah, but those cockpits were pretty small for a while. There, you ain't doing anything in the Apollo.
Quite possible, we have yet to perform. They just say quite possible.
Yeah,
the most basic of acts, sex beyond terra firma, because apparently achieving tumescence is difficult in microgravity.
Not with Shakira for the first time.
Gravity helps our blood flow to the lower parts of our body. So in space, blood rises to your head and your chest.
Well, why don't you just go upside down and let it rise right to your junk?
See, he's got the answer.
Think about it.
Yeah, I still
You turn upside it. Down when you're in gravity.
Yeah, but no, your body's still telling you this is your head. This is your dame.
Are you buying that they haven't tried it yet? I'm not.
I got to believe.
It's basically human life.
They gave
they
it
might
an
have
effort.
To recreate in space someday.
Yeah,
they're
the
trying
said,
everything.
I'm sorry, this ain't going to work without a Shakira video.
Right, exactly. Or Shakira. I think it's got to be strange, first of all. You got to get rid of that. It's got to be strange.
Herself.
Right.
Or maybe they could make you want, like, you know, those suits that pilots wear and the fighters that...
Oh, a G-suit.
That pushes all the blood to your head.
Right, right.
Put it on backwards.
Right.
Push all the blood back down.
And you get a razor.
No. Those suits, in fact, the idea of those suits is to keep your blood in the lower extremities because if it goes to your head, you pass out.
Okay, so there you go.
Or is it the other way around?
No, I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, I thought it was to push the blood up so you didn't pass out.
You're right. So you have to turn
you need the oxygen in the blood.
Yeah, you have to turn those coveralls upside down.
Right. Yeah, have it squeeze your torso and your arms and push all the blood back down to your junk.
Yeah, and then there's no blood in your head and you're passed out with a chubber.
Yeah.
When you had sex, you just don't remember that, dude.
Well, for that matter, couldn't you get the spacecraft to pull a few G's?
Yeah, but then somebody's got to drive while you're banging.
Do some really fast circles, so then you're because when you're pulling G's in a jet,
astronauts are just laughing at us now. You know, we always talk about their areas of expertise.
You don't get enough blood to your head, and that's why you pass out.
So many astronauts are
because all your blood is in your lower extremities. So if you're pulling 8 G's, it'd be really hard to get. I mean, really difficult. No, it would be really easy to get tumescence.
Maybe
you would have a rager.
That or you'd just be thinking about something else.
Probably.
You're going at 8 G's.
Baseball.
Yeah, you'd be thinking, I don't want to pass out.
Right.
Yeah. But But there's been a lot
of
times.
Plus, I want to please her.
There's been a lot of times. Yeah. That's
yeah,
my.
Now you start thinking that.
That's a big part of my foreplay.
Well, Shakira.
God, right? I hope I don't pass out.
You want to please Shakira, so maybe she'll come back for seconds on Earth, you know?
I think we figured this whole thing out right here.
I think
so,
too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we are.
Go back and diagram that.
Morons.
No, we threw out some possibilities. You just sort that out. Good luck with that. Maybe you have
first
some
of all,
answers.
They had to test it first. I'm sure some guy had to masturbate, probably on this space shuttle in the late 80s.
No, they should be able to design a sex in space suit.
Right. Of course they can.
And they should be able to perform maneuvers.
Well, we live in a Puritan society. You think them? You should imagine them doing a diagram and telling the public that this is happening? No
oh, yeah,
way.
Don't Don't tell the public.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't think we know everything. When it comes to sex in space.
Yeah, but can you imagine being the two astronauts that got pulled into a meeting? Hey, guys, when you get up there, we're going to need you to bang.
Yes.
And here's how we need you to do it.
Right.
Here's your banging suit.
You got to tell your wife, hey, listen, it's for America.
Oh, then maybe they're single. Maybe they're single astronauts.
They have to find them single, right, yeah.
You know, but still, that's a great meeting to end up in.
Yes.
We're going to need you to bang in space.
Yeah. Unless it's you and Yuri. You and that Russian dude, take care of each other up there. We're going to figure this out.
It's in the name of science.
All right.
Last week, a Rose Hill, Kansas man said he found a giant brown snake in his living room couch while he was looking for his keys.
Oh, man.
Burn it down.
Reaching in there and grabbing a snake. Oh, you are freaking out.
Yeah.
Burn the house down.
Oh. The guy doesn't own a snake. He doesn't know where it came from.
Yeah, but I'm like, nah, close the door and leaving. Not going back. Well, it came from outside the house, obviously. Got in somehow.
Yeah. Some people, that's a dream come true. Yeah. Though.
The fire chief, which had to come over and remove the snake, said it was a red-tailed boa constrictor.
Oh, it was a boa, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
The fire chief said he took his gloves off. He said you could handle him real easy. He was very gentle, very docile.
Not native to Kansas City?
There's a white snake
Rose
on my
Hill.
There's a white
Rose
snake
Hill.
On my
yeah,
couch,
that,
Greg.
That's
you want to come over and grab
just
that.
Southeast of there, yeah.
Yeah.
They believe the snake was 6 to 8 feet long. They don't know how it got in the couch.
We'll take that call if you're that dude. T95.
Anyone missing a snake can call the fire department.
Yeah. Well, it obviously crawled up from South America.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to say, and it looked like it had just given birth.
It laid eggs somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Could have been a dude.
All right. Can you go to sleep then in that house ever again?
No.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's what I've said.
For sale sign out front. I'm living in a hotel.
Burn it
down. Sell it, right?
Take the insurance money.
Always reminds you of the Seinfeld episode where his belt, he had a brand new belt and it just swung open and apparently hit a urinal. And he comes out of the bathroom and just throws it away. He just throws the belt away.
You have to.
I'm done.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.